告。亲爱的主耶稣基督，
Dear Jesus Christ，
谢谢你，你是信实的那一位。
So you're the faithful one。
今天我们的教会还能在这里，在这边来敬拜你，在这边来爱你，在这边来享受你的同在。
So we can here to love you, to worship you, to enjoy your mercy。
不单单因为你的恩典，因着你的怜悯，
Because your grace and mercy，
更是因为你是信实的那一位。
Also because you're a faithful one.
因为你所说所应许给教会的，只要我们忠心的跟着你，你就必定成全。
So you promise as long as we follow you, you will give it to us.
所以今天早晨，我和牧师、师母以及弟兄姊妹，当我们一起来敬拜你的时候，
So when we worship you together today,
主，愿我们抓住你的信实。
So may we grasp your faithfulness.
愿我们放胆的跟你求。
So that we can boldly come before you to ask.
我们求你把更多的恩典，更多你的自己赐给这个教会。
To want more grace, more mercy upon this church.
所以在教会，我们一起来向你奉献我们的祷告的时候，
When we devoted our prayer to you,
主啊，我们的祷告并不是一种技巧或只是一个清单。
So it's not just a trick or some asking.
好像我们要求你要帮我们修理一切我们所欠缺的事物一样。
Not just supply everything we're lacking.
弟兄姊妹，祷告是我们向我们的神一种从内心出来的呼喊。
The prayer is from deep in our heart.
我们愿意神在我们的软弱上，在我们的欠缺不全上，在我们的一点点的知识上做工。
So work on our insufficiency, our lacking.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们为我们这个国家祷告。
We pray for this country.
愿主的主权在美国得到尊崇。
So may God's authority be worshipped here.
愿他的话语能够在这地上能够畅行无阻。
May your word be practiced in this land.
去除很多我们目前所看社会或者是不管怎么样一种情形，我们实在只能把它交托给您的自己。
So get rid of the unsavory situation on earth.
主啊，也为我们的教会的成长，我们也再一次的交托给你。
So we leave the growth of this church into your hand.
主，我们必须承认，是我们是忠心的在这里守住你的见证。
So we want to be faithful your witness.
但是我们也必须承认，在传福音上，在照顾人上面，主啊，我们更需要你更多的怜悯。
So we need your mercy so that we can care and spread more gospel.
所以我们跟你要，也跟你求。
So we ask from you,
带进更多倾心爱你的人。
So let more people loving you,
不管是说什么语言的，
regardless the languages,
能够在这里一同兴旺你的见证。
So revive your gospel, your witness here.
也为我们2023年，我们所要定下的一些事工，我们在这里祷告。
We all pray for our minister for the 2023.
在我们的基础上，我们如何往前？主啊，我们需要你更多的智慧。
So in order to move forward, we need more of your wisdom.
如何能够更好的照顾到弟兄姊妹？
So that we can care better for our brother and sister.
更好的扩张我们的触角，在 Lake Forest 或 Irvine 这些地方，甚至更远的Rancho Santa Marita 这些地方，求你Santa Margarita 这些区域，主啊，求你帮助我们能够接触到更多渴慕你的慕道友。
So that we can reach out in this community, like for Rancho Santa Margarita, Irvine, and beyond.
提醒我们所有的事工还是为了荣耀你的自己。
Remind us all the ministry to glorify you, not just for us.
完成你的大使命。
To complete your commission.
为所有兄姐在旅行或计划旅行的，求你保守他们一路的平安与顺利。
Look after people who are traveling or going to travel.
主啊，也为我们年轻的一代祷告，主愿他们能够在教会的照顾里，在神的恩典与真理中长成。
Also pray our youth so that they can grow in this church and receive care.
也为牧师跟同工们的配搭祷告，愿我们在异林中，在这个地方兴旺你的见证。
And also pray for pastor and co-worker work together to revive your gospel in this community.
主也把这同工们的辛劳，我在这里一次的交托给您。
So we lead the co-worker into your hand for their service.
不管是在现场或是在所谓的控制室里面，在帮助我们可以享受您的同在的。
not just in front, also in the background.
主，愿你的恩典，你的祝福大大的临给他们。
May your grace and your promise upon them.
我也求主的圣灵今天浇灌我们的五牧师。
And may your Holy Spirit be upon Pastor Ang.
愿牧师用他的话语，用主的话语，能够帮助我们，带领我们更亲近我们的主。
May his word bring us closer to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来敬拜我们的神。
We worship our God together.
愿每个人在这话语中，在敬拜里面，能够得到主给我们最大的益处。
So we may receive the benefit from the word, from your word.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated. So, 欢迎伍牧师来为我们讲道。Let's welcome Pastor Ang to preach for us.
周牧师、师母，南城华人浸信会弟兄姐妹，你们好。
Greeting to Pastor and brother and sister here.
愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们。
May peace and faith from God flowing upon you.
每一次有机会跟你们一起来敬拜神，来分享他的话语。都是天父赐给我们的，赐给我按这种的恩典。
God gave me the opportunity and grace to share gospel with you.
让我们预备我们的心来聆听神的话语。让我们先低头祷告。
Let's prepare our heart for His word. Let's pray first.
亲爱的父神，当我们聆听你的话语的时候，求主你的灵与我们同在。
Dear Heavenly Father, when we listen to Your word, may Your Holy Spirit be with us.
帮助我们同感一灵，以心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
So touch us to worship with truth and spirit together.
叫你的真理能种在我们每一个人的心里。
May your truth be upon our heart.
指教我们怎么样数算自己的日子。
Instruct us how to count our days.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So that we can have a wisdom in our heart.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
James Billington, 詹姆斯·贝灵顿，在1987年到2015年担任美国国会图书馆，他那个第十三任这个馆长。
James Billington was the 30th Librarian of Congress from 87 to 2015.
然后在2018年他所负责的图书馆如果以这个书架的地方大小还有藏书的多少是这个世界最大的图书馆。
So the Congress Library was the largest in the world based on the size of the bookshelves and the volume of books.
美国国会图书馆是由美国国会在1800年成立。
U.S. Congress Library was established by U.S. Congress in 1800.
然后在2012年，图书馆已经拥有超过155 million, 1,500,000的作品。
By 2012, it owns 155 million articles.
其中呢也包括超过35 million, 超过3500万本书。
Including over 35 millions of books.
然后这个470多种语言的那个印刷品。
And printed matters over 470 languages.
还有那个接近有120 million 1亿2千万各种这个格式的项目
and close to 120 million formats.
但是呢，在管理这批这个庞大这些珍藏中，这个 Billington 他认为更困难就是呢，我们的国家应该如何来处理这些的资料。
The management of such large treasure trove, in Billington's opinion, is how to take care of the data.
贝灵顿他描述了今天这个世界 是一个infoglut culture， 这个继续泛滥的文化。
He described the current world as an infoglut culture。
也跟着就提出一个这个一个十分的探索性的问题。
And posted a thought-provoking question。
他说，但是拥有那么多的资料，但是如果，但我们有没有因为我们已经那么多的这个资讯泛滥的文化，变得更有智慧呢？
Does infoglut culture give us more wisdom?
今天早上我又透过圣经神的话语来跟大家来探讨以上的问题，好叫我们来明白何谓智慧。
Through God's word, I'd like to discuss the above question so we can understand the definition of wisdom.
而且愿意去寻求还有得着智慧，真正的智慧。
And are willing to seek and obtain real wisdom.
首先我发问一个问题。
First, I'd like to ask a question.
谁是有智慧？
Who is wise?
是不是那些拥有极高 IQ至高智能商数的人就有这个智慧呢？
So people with very high IQ?
在16年前，在这边南加州发生了一件这个轰动美国甚至全球的新闻，是关于这个 William French Anderson 威廉安德森。
13 years ago, a tremendous news about William French Anderson occurred in Southern California.
安德森他于1958年在哈佛大学毕业。
He graduated from Harvard University in 1958.
然后呢，在1963年在哈佛医学学院取到他的博士学位。
And got his MD 63 from Harvard Med School.
安德森本来是全世界有名的医学家。
So he's a famous American physician.
是个遗传学家，还有分子生物学家
，geneticist and molecular biologist，
有这个基因疗法之父的称呼。
So he was considered the father of genetic therapy。
但是在2006年，他被判这个性侵犯一位华裔的女童。
So because 2006, he came down with a sexual abuse on an Asian girl。
结果罪名成立，被判这个入狱14年。
And was convicted to be in jail for 14 years.
虽然当时呢，很多人觉得很可惜，也有许多那些的诺贝尔奖的得主来为他求情。
So people feel pity for him, and many Nobel Prize ask mercy from him.
但是最后还是那个需要那个重囚。
But of course, he need to be punished for his crime.
有一个在一个记者这个招待会上面，他自己的律师他说。
So during a conference, his own attorney mentioned.
他说拥有176智商，并不代表你好的判断力。
IQ 176 does not mean sound judgment.
他的176讲这个哈。176的智商是等于这个杰出的诗人、剧作家莎士比亚，还有这个物理家牛顿。
So IQ 166 is in the league of Shakespeare and Newton.
但可惜即使拥有百万人之中唯一有这个一个176那么高的 IQ， 并不代表你就有智慧。
Such IQ as one in a million does not mean you have wisdom.
那么究竟谁有智慧呢？
So who is wise then?
是不是那些拥有那个很多的财富有势力在事业上被人公认为成功的人就有智慧呢？
Rich and powerful, successful in career.
在六年前在 ABC 电视台放了一套电影叫 Madoff。
Six years ago, ABC had a docudrama Madoff.
这套电影是关于 Bernard Lawrence Madoff， 这个伯纳马多夫。
It's about Bernard Lawrence Madoff.
他是那个时候是美国金融界经济前 NASDAQ 这个纳斯达克的主席。
So he's an American financier, a former NASDAQ chair.
后来也开了他自己的公司，他那个自己的那个对冲基金啊 ，hedge fund 啊，叫这个马多夫对冲那、这个避险基金。
So he turned hedge fund manager of Madoff's hedge fund.
作为一些的投资骗局的挂牌公司。
Actually, it's a front for a Ponzi or pyramid scheme.
因为设置一种的庞氏骗局，令那些投资的那些人，这个损失了500亿 ，50 billion 美金哦以上。
So investor lost over 50 billion.
其中也包括很多的大型的金融的机构
，including many institutional investors.
马多夫的他的骗局在美国这个证券交易委员会等那些的机构。那种的所谓这个监管之下哈，看着之下长期在运作，竟然没有被人发现，没有被人来察觉。
He operated for a long period of time, not exposed, despite government regulations and oversight.
结果在2008年，马多夫被这个被逮捕。
So he was arrested in 2008.
后来他承认这个十一项罪名结果认罪收押。
So he plead guilty on 11 counts and was arrested.
然后在2009年在这个联邦这个法官判他马多夫150年的这个监牢。
And in 2009, the federal judge sentenced him to 150 years in jail.
然后之后呢，马多夫在去年在监狱里面死亡，终年82岁。
So he died last year in jail at the age of 82.
所以弟兄姐妹们，一个拥有极高 IQ, 智能商数的人。
So it was very high IQ.
一个有才有富有势力的人
rich and powerful,
一个在事业上成功的人，并不代表这个人有智慧。
Successful in career does not mean wise.
那么谁有智慧呢？
Then who is wise?
首先，智慧的人绝不是一个这个奸诈还有那个这个邪恶的人，不是。
Firstly, wise person should not be evil or conniving.
相反，智慧从来就是跟品格这个联系在一起的。
Wisdom should be related to character.
基督教的传统中，智慧应该表现在我们的品格还有我们的行为上。
In Christian tradition, wisdom is revealed in character, integrity, and behavior.
在旧约箴言这卷书大部分是所罗门这个智慧的这个结晶。
Proverbs in Old Testament mostly is the sublimation of the wisdom of King Solomon.
在这卷相当于现代格言这个智慧文学里面。
The words to live by or literature in the wisdom.
到处我们看到充满了关于智慧如何去培养一个人这个崇高的品格的断言。
Full of how to judge and cultivate character through wisdom.
当一个人寻求这个真正的智慧的时候，智慧就会保守公平人的路，还有这个护庇虔诚人的路的道。
When you seek true wisdom, you'll be blessed.
因此呢，一个真正有这个完全智慧的基督徒。一定是一个真才实学，而且他的品格高尚的人。
So a Christian with wisdom, of course, of high character and knowledge.
我们一起把箴言九章十节，我们一起读出，请。
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。English: The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
神期望你每一个信主的人 有智慧的人。
God expects you to be a wise person and fear Him.
也就是说，神期待、期望你懂得去敬畏他。
And you know how to revere Him.
敬畏神就是我们尊敬我们的神，接受他为主，听他的话。
Respect, listen to Him, accept Him as the Lord of our life.
但是呢，我们心里没有惧怕。
But in our heart, there's no fear.
反而我们这个满怀敬爱、尊崇还有欢喜。
So it's a respect, joy, and reverence.
但是与此同时，我们要知道，一个人可以对神、对圣经有很多的知识，但是不一定是敬畏神的人。
Sometimes a people have tremendous knowledge on Bible but doesn't revere God.
如果要做到这个敬畏神，必须先对神有基本的知识，认识他是那一位至圣洁。
So revere, fear Him, you should know Him as the Almighty God.
真正的知识是对神产生敬畏的心，你懂得去敬畏他你就不会随便去犯罪得罪他。
And the real knowledge is to understand and fear God, then you will not commit crime.
那么谁是有智慧的人呢？
Then who is wise?
我们可以说，一个有智慧的人是灵性上聪明的人。
A wise person is a spiritually wise person.
他敬畏神，以正确的态度还有这个方向来面对人生不同的这个范畴。
He or she fears God and faces all areas of life with a correct attitude and direction.
还有灵性上聪明，包括决意行出神的教导，然后彰显他的荣耀。
Spiritually wise includes a determination to live out the teachings of God and to manifest the glory of God.
今天早上我们要把这个焦点放在一个蛮有智慧的人，要学习他的教训还有他的样式。
This morning we are focusing on a person full of wisdom, learn from his teaching, model after him.
其实他本身就是智慧，他就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He is wisdom, he is Jesus Christ.
我们来看看耶稣他的智慧。
So let's look at the wisdom of Jesus Christ.
在2000年前，当耶稣在地上的时候在路加福音第二章52节有这样的记载。
So in Luke chapter 2 verses 52.
他说，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
在这节的经文里面，我们看到耶稣的智慧。
It's about Jesus' wisdom.
我们看到耶稣的身量。
His stature.
我们看到他神喜爱他的心。
In favor with God.
还有人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And grew also in favor with men.
所以如果用今天的口吻来讲。
So in modern terms.
我们可以说耶稣的智能商数，这个他的 IQ。
So we can talk about Jesus' intelligence quotient.
有他耶稣的这个体能商数 PQ.
So all about his physical quotient.
有耶稣的灵性的商数 SQ.
Also about his spiritual quotient.
耶稣的情绪商数 EQ.
And also about his emotional quotient.
都是极高的。
They were all off the chart.
其实耶稣他就是超人。
So he is Superman.
昔日那个时候，当时耶稣在耶路撒冷跟那些的教师们还有那些针对他的人在这个应对中。
So when he was on the earth during his interaction with a teacher of the law and Pharisees.
需要去思考，去寻求，还有去那个效法的。
So we need to think about it and model after him.
耶稣的智慧有不同的特质今天我们看耶稣他的智慧的回答。
So we'd like to see how he responds and his answers in wisdom.
耶稣在世上传道，常常碰到许多刁难的问题。
So when he was teaching, he encountered many tricky questions.
在人看来，无论耶稣怎么样回答，他一定会惹祸上身。
So in man's view, those questions, no answers.
那这个前进一步则死，后退一步，则亡。
So it doesn't matter, going forward or backwards, it's all trap.
但是我们感谢主，耶稣的智慧终能破解那些的刁难的问题。
However, his wise answers can't overcome those tricky questions.
四福音里面记述都是耶稣的智慧。
So in four Gospels, there were many descriptions on the wisdom of Jesus Christ.
所以今天早上不能尽说，让我们从中举，让我来举两个例子来看耶稣智慧的回答。
We can't cover all of them this morning. Let's just study two examples.
与此同时，也让我们从耶稣主的智慧，我们一起来学习功课。
And then from his wise answer, so that we can also learn from it.
首先，我们从马太福音看耶稣的智慧。马太福音的22:15-22，我们一起读出来，请。
当时法利赛人出去商议，怎么样就着耶稣的话陷害他，就打发他们的门徒同西律党的人去见耶稣，说：“夫子，我们知道你是诚实人，并且诚诚实实传神的道，什么人你都不寻情面，因为你不看人的外貌，请告诉我们你的意见如何？纳税给该撒可以不可以？”耶稣看出他们的恶意，就说：“假冒为善的人啊，为什么试探我？拿一个上税的钱给我看。”他们就拿一个银钱来给他。耶稣说：“这像和这号是谁的？”他们说：“是该撒的。”耶稣说：“这样，该撒的物当归给该撒，神的物当归给神。”他们听见就稀奇，离开他走了。English together. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know that you are a man of integrity, that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, whose image is this, and whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then he said to them, so give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Then he heard this, they were amazed, so they left him and went away.
这段经文记载，耶稣的敌人，法利赛人，还有西律党人，他们呢，想用这个纳税的问题来陷害耶稣。
These verses were about Jesus' enemies in Pharisees and Herodians. They tried to trap Jesus in a tax question.
使他们可以指责耶稣，还有并把耶稣，希望能够把耶稣置于死地。
So that they can accuse him and put him to death.
那些法利赛人还有西律党人，外表看来很有礼貌的来靠近耶稣。
So Pharisee and Herodian approach him in very polite way.
他们知道耶稣说话并不是要讨人的喜悦，而是清楚地说出他所相信的。
So they know Jesus will not please people but what he truly believes.
他们就用是否要给该撒、给罗马政府纳税这件的事情，要耶稣做出一个明确的答复。
They want to corner him to answer a tax question.
对于纳税的问题，在以色列人中有不同的看法。
So among Israelites, there are many different opinions on how to pay tax.
一方面，有人接受这个原则， 应该我们向罗马政府来交税。
Some accept the idea of paying taxes to the Roman government.
在另外一方面，也有这个强硬的派别。
Also, some strongly disagree.
对他们来说，那不单是政治上的原因，也是宗教上的原因。
Not just politically, but also religiously.
向该撒纳税，实际上意味着顺服罗马的王权。
So paying taxes to Caesar means they submit to the authority of Roman Empire.
也就是否认了耶和华神的权柄，而只有耶和华才是以色列的王。
So in doing so, deny Jehovah is the only God for Jewish people.
这些人会看这个宗教上的原因反对纳税。
So based on religious reason, they oppose to pay taxes to Roman Empire.
但不管接受哪一种的原因，他们都一致认为纳税是错误的。
Regardless, they all think paying taxes were wrong.
因此呢，如果耶稣赞同纳税，他就会使自己跟这些犹太人隔离，无论是在这个政治上，或者是经济上。
If Jesus agreed to pay taxes, it will be a wedge between Jewish people, regardless in religion or in politics.
但如果他否认罗马收税的权柄，耶稣就会受到罗马这个政权的控告，被这个算为有煽动这个民众叛乱的罪。
If he denies paying taxes to the Roman Empire, then he will be accused of treason for rebellion.
所以呢，说不纳税就等于命令叛乱。
So not paying taxes means treason, rebellion.
如果说可以纳税就等于给犹太人身处的情感一个沉重的打击。
So agree to pay taxes, then it's a tremendous burden for Jewish people.
在某种的意义上，他们就会认为耶稣，你丢弃了以色列的盼望。
So if so, it means Jesus abandoned the hope for Jewish people.
表明他不是他们所等候的那一位弥赛亚，那一位的救主。
So he won't be the Messiah they've been waiting for.
耶稣呢，很快鉴察到，看到这些人邪恶的用意。
Immediately, Jesus saw through their evil intent.
他就叫人拿一个银币来问这个银币上面的像是谁。
So they asked for Caesar's coin and asked about the image and inscription on it.
他们当然回答说是该撒的。
Of course, they replied Caesar's.
耶稣回答说该撒的物当归给该撒，神的物当归给神。
So he replies, so give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's.
这样的回答，耶稣承认了上帝所命定的两个的权柄范围。
So in this way, he meant two authority.
在一个范围中，神是至高的。
So in one way, God is sovereign.
在另外一个范围中，该撒拥有权柄。
In another area, Caesar owns the power.
耶稣承认
power.
因此他肯定该撒应该得到这个纳税的支持。
So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's.
这样的教导不会跟神掌权有这个矛盾。
So it did not contradict the teaching of sovereign God.
给该撒纳税这样的一个事实，就是神最终会任命他的儿子耶稣基督取替该撒的位置来掌权。
So that means in the end, Jesus will take over to be the supreme ruler.
因此呢，耶稣承认了该撒的权柄，但他呢，并没有否认以色列的盼望，就是他们等候那一位的弥赛亚他的这个权柄。
So he admits the authority of Caesar without denying the authority of supremacy for Messiah.
所以众人他们听了耶稣这样的回答，就觉得十分的稀奇，他们就离开他走了。
They were amazed at his answer and went away.
这 所以我们看到耶稣也是神的智慧。
So this was the wisdom of Jesus, also God's wisdom.
另外，我们从约翰福音来看耶稣的智慧。
Another example of a book of John.
约翰福音第八章第一到十一节，我们一起读，请。
耶稣却往橄榄山上去，清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说：“夫子，这妇人是正行淫时被拿的。摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把她怎么样呢？”他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来，对他们说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。”于是又弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。耶稣就直起腰来，对他说：“妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？”他说：“主啊，没有。”耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。” English together. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and they sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law of Moses commanded us to stone such woman. What do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, she stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until when Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you." Jesus declared, "Go now and leave your life of sin."
这段经文记载到文士和法利赛人想用行淫时被捉拿的那位妇人来为难耶稣。
These verses were about teachers of law and Pharisees using a woman caught in adultery to corner Jesus.
按照摩西的律法，可以立刻用石头来把她打死。
According to the Moses, she was supposed to be stoned to death.
然而，法利赛人跟文士想用这个机会来试探耶稣。
Actually, they tested Jesus from Pharisees and the teacher of the law.
如果耶稣赞成把妇人用石头打死，那么他所说的爱与接纳就是骗人的谎言。
So if Jesus agreed to stone the woman, then what he preached about love and mercy were lies.
但是呢，如果他反对的话，耶稣就是违反摩西律法的精神，也会引起众人的愤怒。
If he opposed and Jesus was against the law of Moses, that will anger the people.
但是耶稣的意念高过人的意念。
But his mind is higher than man's mind.
他也知道这个妇人最需要的是什么，最需要的谁能接纳他所犯的过犯。
So Jesus knows this woman needs to be accepted for her sin.
于是呢，耶稣对众人说，你们中间谁没有罪的话，谁可以先拿石头打死他。
Whoever without sin can throw the first stone.
众人听了这句话，一个一个的离开。
At this, one by one, they left.
后来耶稣对这个妇人说，我也不定你的罪，去吧， 从此不要再犯罪了。
So Jesus declared then, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more.
耶稣的智慧堵住他敌人的嘴，他们没有话可以说。
So they were speechless against Jesus.
耶稣以智慧来破解这个法利赛人、文士，还有这个西律党人，他们那些的刁难的问题。
Jesus answered a tricky question from Pharisees, scribes, Herodians with wisdom.
弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，耶稣的智慧就是我们所渴慕的智慧。
Brother and sister, we all wish to have the wisdom of Jesus.
相信每一个人都希望能够做一个有智慧的人。
We want to be wise.
那么我们怎么样做？如何才能够做一个有智慧的人呢？
Then how to become a wise person?
当我在旧金山三藩市牧会的时候
，When I was pastoring a church in San Francisco，
有一次呢，在过这个中国新年春节之前，我就到那个中国城Chinatown 去一家的医院来探望教会一位年长的弟兄。
Once before Chinese New Year, I visited a senior brother in Chinese hospital in Chinatown.
因为那个时候许多的华人都准备过这个农历新年，在唐人街办年货。
Probably because of the Chinese New Year, many Chinese were shopping in the Chinatown.
Yeah, 买一些好吃的那些的食品。因为这个缘故呢，我就开车在街头上找不到停车的位置。
Street parking was difficult.
结果呢，我就没办法，就把车停到那个花园角那个 Portsmouth Square 那个停车的地方那个停车场。
So I ended up in Portsmouth Square parking lot.
我把这个车停了之后，我通常就注意看看这个第几层了，对吧
？So usually you pay attention which level you park your car at.
因为我看到 third floor 三楼。
Third floor.
但是同时间呢，我发现这层楼也有一个中文的名字。
Also, I discovered there's a Chinese sign.
是两个中文字。
Two Chinese character.
你猜猜是哪两个中文的名字
？Guess what?
今天早晨我一直都讲什么？智慧。对了。
Oh, so we all talk about wisdom.
看了智慧那两个字在第三层。
So there's a sign of wisdom on the third floor.
我觉得这个很聪明啊。
So I think that's smart.
因为对于那些不懂、不会看这个老美的或者什么那个英文的话，他们就可以看到中文，对他们来讲中文这个容易去记，对吧
？So for people who cannot recognize English, Chinese character easier to recognize.
这样子，我问你。如果你去旧金山三藩市那个中国城里面，把你的车停在这个花园角的这个智慧那一层
，So if you park in the Chinatown Portsmouth Square parking lot on the level of wisdom，
当你从这个智慧那一层走出来到那个唐人街的时候
，So when you step out into Chinatown，
你会不会觉得，哎，我这个与众不同啊
？So you feel different。
因为我觉得我今天好像特别有智慧
，So I'm full of wisdom。
因为我是刚从智慧那层走出来
，So I came out with the flood of wisdom。
是这样的吗
？Is that so？
就那么容易成为一个有智慧的人吗
？It's so easy to be wise。
如果真的那么简单的话，那么你们赶快开车去旧金山 Chinatown 的花园角，把车停在那个三楼智慧那一层。
So if so, everybody should go there and park.
但是你不要马上去。
But don't go there right away.
起码等这个聚会完了之后才去。
At least after the worship.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brother and sister.
一个拥有这个极高 IQ 这个智能商数的人。
So the person with high IQ.
一个拥有那么多的财富有势力的人。
Rich and powerful.
一个在事业上成功的人。并不代表这个人就有智慧。
Successful in career does not mean he or she is wise.
那么我们如何去寻找智慧呢
？Then how to seek wisdom?
寻找智慧的真正的途径 就是我们先谦卑下来。
The real path to seek wisdom, first, we need to be humble.
承认我们自己的不足，然后承认自己的不知道。
Admit our insufficiency, not Mr. Know-all.
然后让我们行出箴言19:20的教导。
Then follow the teaching of Proverbs 19:20.
我们一起读，请。
你要听劝教，收训诲，使你终究有智慧。English together. Listen to the advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise.
这个终究 at the end 是指呢你人生余下的时间。
At the end means the rest of your life.
注意这节的经文里面头两个动词听还有受。
Pay attention to the two verbs, listen, accept.
这两个动词、是英文所谓这个 imperative mood, 是带这个命令性的，是我们需要必须要做的。
In imperative mood, order us to do it.
如果我们要成为有智慧的人，我们需要做以下、两件的事。
In order to be a wise person, we need to do two things.
第一，我们需要用耳，我们的耳朵来听。
First, listen with your ear.
第二，我们用心，用心来受。
Second, accept with heart.
是的，受，领受，是用心来受。
So accept in your heart.
换言之，用耳朵，用耳听完之后，我们需要用心，来领受真理，领受真理，领受耶稣的智慧。
So incline your ear to listen, then accept in your heart.
单单用耳朵耳去听是那个肤浅的学习，不会影响、人当时的生命，也不会影响他日后的生命。
So listen alone is superficial, will not affect your life for the rest of your life.
包括现在，如果今天早上你们单单用耳来听讲道的话，这是肤浅的学习。
If you only listen to my preaching, that's superficial learning.
这不会影响你现在的生命。
So it will not change your life.
也不会影响你日后的生命。
And not the life beyond today.
唯有这个用耳听完之后，也以心来领受真理，有去行出真理，才能够得到智慧。
Listen, then accept in your heart to practice. Then you can practice the truth.
所以整节的箴言19:20提醒，而且命令我们跟随耶稣基督的人，我们多听认识真理。
So that means with being a follower of Jesus, we need to listen more.
同时呢，要以心来领受真理，将真理应用在我们日常的生活中。
And accept in your heart to practice during your daily life.
而是我们在人生这个余下的那个时间，我们做一个智慧的人。
For the rest of life to be a wise person.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Your brother and sister，
你觉得你比去年更有智慧吗
？Are you wiser than last year？
比十年前或你刚信主的时候更有智慧呢？
Wiser than 10 years ago or first believed the Lord?
在你人生以后的日子里面，是否会有更多的智慧呢？
Are you becoming wiser and wiser for the rest of your life?
这些都是需要你回答的，这些的重要的问题。
These are the important questions to answer.
一个跟随耶稣基督的门徒，最大的渴慕，渴求，就是那个能够 增加他的智慧。
A follower of the Lord should long for more wisdom as the most sought after item.
在结束今天的讲道这信息，让我们看雅各书第一章第五节。
In conclusion, let's see James chapter 1 verses 5.
我们一起读出，请。
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世与众人。也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。English together. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们谦卑下来，我们信靠我们主耶稣基督，凭着信心来求那位神赐给我们智慧的神。
If we humble ourselves and ask God for wisdom, and He will generously provide for us.
我们用耳来听完之后，也以我们的心来领受真理。
Listen with ear, accept in our heart.
让我们去行出真理，这样的话，神必然必定赐给你，赐给我智慧。
And practice the truth, then we will have wisdom.
与此同时，求神帮助我们。有了智慧，有智慧，我们使用在地上不同的我们的不同的恩赐啊，那个我们的实践各方面来为主来做工。
Also, with the wisdom, use our different talents to serve Him, work for Him.
愿意我们把焦点放在那个永恒意义上的事情，去为主多结这个果子。
Focus on eternity to bear more fruit for the Lord.
当说到这个结果子的话，结果就有两层的意义。
For bearing fruit, there are twofold meaning.
这个第一层就是结果子，是结那个生命的果子，或者称为圣灵的果子。
First, it refers to the fruit of life, or fruit of the spirit.
正如加拉太书第五章22-23所提到的，我们一起读，请。
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。 English together, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这就是我们因蒙恩得救而产生的生命的改变。
These are the changes in life after we are saved by grace.
这种的蒙恩产生的果子，也可以叫这个救赎的恩典，saving grace.
We can call the fruit of saving grace.
第二层，这个结这个果子，是指呢，领人归主的果子。
Second, it refers to the fruit of converts or witness.
带领人信主，带领人归向主，是耶稣颁布给我们的大使命。
This is the great commission from Jesus Christ.
叫门徒到普天下去传他的福音，使万民做他的门徒。
Lead people to God, spreading the gospel, make disciples of all nations.
使徒保罗在这方面也树立了很好的榜样。
Apostle Paul established a great example in this aspect.
在罗马书第一节第一章十三节，他这样讲，我们一起读，请。
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦中人一样。 English together. Now I do not want you to be unaware, brethren.That I often plan to come to you, that I may have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles.
原来除了结出这个生命的果子，耶稣也希望我们能够结出这个领人归主的果子。
Other than the fruit of life, Jesus wants us to bear fruit and converts and witness.
就好像保罗多么的盼望。能够到罗马去，可以跟 那地方的弟兄姐妹们一起多能够得些的这个福音的果子，然后荣耀在天上的父。
As Paul longed to visiting Rome to bear more fruits for the gospel among Gentiles and glorify Father in heaven.
也期盼教会你们教会在未来的日子里面能够为主多结不同的果子。
May our church can bear more fruit for God.
求神指教我们怎么样去数算我们的日子。
May God teach us how to count the days of our lives.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Give us the heart of wisdom.
要去忠心来服侍他。
Serve the Lord faithfully.
最后最终把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
So glorify God.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
圣经应允我们说，你们中间如果缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐与众人，也不会斥责人的上帝，主必定赐给他。
Dear Heavenly Father, if you lack wisdom, ask from God, who will not criticize or finding faults, and give you generously.
就让我们凭着信心，带着这个谦卑顺服的心，来向我们的神来求智慧。
By humble, be humble and submissive, and ask wisdom from God.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
你将南城县环境信会放在耳湾，这都是你的恩典。
You put this church because of your grace.
祈求天父，你继续的赐给教会有足够的能力还有智慧。
Continue to give power and wisdom to this church.
在周牧师带领之下，同心合意去服侍教会，还有服侍社区。
Under the leadership of Pastor Joe to serve brother and sister and serve the community.
要结出生命的果子，还有领人归主的这个福音的果子。
And bear fruits of life and bear fruits of converts.
要把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
And give glory to God.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.